Hello and welcome to What's Brewing CISFA. What's Brewing CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
All right, Dana. Did this week feel like to you? I hope you filled up your cup to the brim.
It is ready to go.
Did this feel like a week? I know we had Monday off for the holiday, Martin Luther King Jr.
MLK Day. Yes.
But it felt like a week of about six work days. I don't know what it was. I mean, and it's not me alone. I was talking to a friend about some stuff on Wednesday. And he's like, oh, well, thank goodness, you know, it's like, it's Tuesday. We're 2 days into the week. I'm like, you know, it's Wednesday. What? And he's like all confused. He's not even in our industry, you know?
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. It's obviously spreading that this whole idea that, you know, can't keep track of what day it is anymore.
That they do run together. Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand exactly what you're saying, Dennis. This Friday couldn't have come any sooner.
Oh, no kidding. I know we taped this in the morning, but if it wasn't that I had a meeting right after, I might just take a nap. It's like when you got a car and the gears are out of alignment and things are a little jittery. That's a little what we got this morning here, I think.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness, though, that we only have really one topic for today.
I see.
Isn't it nice? So today, if you're looking for the episode in your podcast feed, your RSS feed, Everything Conference. So it's time to talk about our 2021 CISFA annual conference and kind of go through some things because we are launching, if not already available on the website at CISFA.org/conference. Registration for our conference. So Dana, hopefully you'll be able to go. I did talk to your boss, which is my, you know, our assistant director, our financial aid supervisor, Marcel, about sending as many staff as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, here's the first thing. I know it's at the bottom of the list, but it's only going to be for everybody $100 per person.
That's awesome. That's a steal.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to save money when you're not buying food and beverage for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're at a hotel and you're doing a conference, even if they're saying they're throwing into rooms for free for meeting rooms, food and beverage can be a lot of money. I mean, we have 300 plus people at a conference. So even at, you know, even if it was 200 people, they'd still be charging you the same amount per person, but it does add up. So we're saving quite a bit of money this year. Normally what happens also is we give you a complimentary membership, which would otherwise be $50 per year. And this year, we'll probably use a little bit more of that $50 out of the $100 towards covering the conference costs. But that's okay with us. We figured out the numbers. Again, at $100, we're going to be able to cover the cost of the online platform for handling the conference, the cost of doing the registration system, and everything else that's related to the conference. So it's going to be affordable, everybody. Very affordable.
Yeah, I don't think it can beat $100 for a conference. And it's going to be 3 or 4 days.
It will be 3 days. So
3 days.
Okay. Yeah, the way we work is actually it looks like four if you look at it on a calendar with our organizer because Monday, March 1st, will be all financial aid directors. It's a whole day of training just for financial aid directors. And then Tuesday morning is a continuation of that all directors, as we call it. That's a free conference, and that's ran by the state's chancellor's office, and they'll be sending out information, too. You register for that event through our website, too. And that's free. But our conference, the Cease for Conference itself, will start Tuesday right around noon with our keynote and some opening remarks by me and run through Tuesday night, about 5 or 6. We'll start back up. We'll have a whole day of breakout sessions on Wednesday, March. That would be March 3rd by that point. And that'll run till about 4:30 or so. And then we'll have a social event. So normally we'd have like a president's reception, you know, with no open bar, not with our group, but maybe a bar nearby and some light food and stuff like that. So we won't quite have that, but we'll do a president's reception, a social event. We'll hopefully announce the FAMS, the Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase Award winners. Okay. Again, small pool, so that won't take too long. Maybe we can even show.
I was going to ask
online.
That. Yeah. Are you going to show them? Yeah.
I'm hoping so. I have to try to get a hold of everyone, make sure they're on target to hand in their materials by the end of this coming week. Not this week, but next week, January 29th was the deadline. And then we'll move forward with that. And then for the agenda, the Thursday, March 4th will be the last day of the conference. In the morning, we start off with our, normally, again, it would have been a sit-down breakfast, but you can do whatever you want for breakfast, everybody. But it'll be our business meeting. We'll I'll do a little talk on the year as president, outgoing president. I'll be ready to hand over the gavel to whoever the incoming president is, as we are running a special election to fill that spot. And announce our CISFA Association Award recipients, which we were not able to do for 2020. So we'll have 2 years of awards. These are like,
oh, that's special.
You know, these are our Hall of Fame Award, our Meritorious Service Award, our Making a Difference Award. All those awards will make announcements at the meeting.
Wow.
And then, you know, who my incoming successor may say a few words. And then after all that, we'll start up with our federal update from Department of Ed.
Okay.
They'll do that. We always kind of finish on that as a high note. Okay. Because that gets everything done. So that's kind of what the agenda on the outside looks like. We can talk a little bit, you know.
The nuts and bolts.
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to. I'm showing Dana our pre-unannounced agenda, although this is getting posted out to the website at any moment at this point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we're hoping to start right at 1 o'clock with opening remarks on Tuesday, March 2nd to kick off the conference. So I'll say a few things about conference. Thank everybody for coming out. We'll have our keynote. So our keynote off is an author.
Okay.
Nina G. She's also a comedian. And as she says, and I picked up her book, you know, she is a person who stutters. Or as her book is called, Stutterer Interrupted. Okay. She goes by Stutterer too. You know, she'll use both. I've read her first few chapters in her book. She's going to talk to us. She's got a doctorate in psychology.
Okay.
And so her book is all about her life growing up as a stutterer or person who stutters. Again, interchangeable in her line, as she says sometimes, and how that influenced her want to be a comedian and what she wanted to go into life. You know, the travails you go through as a kid when you are a stutterer. Mm-hmm. You know, the interrupted part, I hadn't really thought about, but it makes sense. You know, when you have, maybe in our work or anywhere in life, if you've encountered or had family or friends who are stutterers, there's a natural inclination in many of us that as soon as someone starts stuttering and gets caught on a letter, that we want to fill in that word. And sometimes we could be very wrong or not even on topic.
And that, okay.
And that interrupted sense of being constantly interrupted, you know, it takes away from the person. And so it's going to, I don't know, I have her exact topic on what she's talking about. But again, she's got a doctorate in psychology. So as a comedian, that means she's got a bachelor's, a master's, and a doctorate. That's 3 more degrees than almost every comedian I can think of, really. Most of the, you know, comedians have grounded out since they were, 15 and 16, right? I mean, you hear the Chris Rock story and all that. Yeah. I don't think they went off to college right away to worry about that. She, on the other hand, did it the other way around. She did them both. So it'll be very interesting. I think that's going to be a very interesting topic. But right after that, we'll have time to do two 1 hour breakout sessions that take us from 3 to 4 and then 4 to 5. And then we'll end the day right around 5 o'clock that day. But we've got up there, you know, we've got guided pathways. We're going to have Linda Williams from Sierra College to talk on that. You know, now that we are farther along at most of our colleges, our community colleges on guided pathways, it will be a great session to learn more. If you don't know what that is, I hate to break the bubble on what it all is about, but, you know, in short, what it is, and it comes from that book about, you know, redesigning community colleges somewhere behind me. The idea that, you know, most students who come to community colleges are not even close to being aware on what exactly they want to do. They may have a feeling, though, that, well, it's something in the health sciences. I don't know if I want to be an EMT or a lab researcher or whatever. But in a sense, we have kind of a pathway we can put them on because health sciences have some similar requirements for all their degree programs, right? Mm-hmm. That's the idea, that we put them on this path and at least get them started with the proper science, math, humanities, all of that. So that in time, they'll be able to switch right into, okay, now I know I want to do this particular field, you know.
There we go. So it sounds like we are sending them on a pathway.
A guided pathway.
A guided pathway.
We're holding their hand onto the pathway until they find exactly where their exit is. Exactly.
There we go.
So we got that. We have NASFA, I don't know exactly the person who will be coming, so don't look at the name up there. But NASFA, our National Association, we have partnered with, and they will have someone to present at least 3 to 4 different sessions. One of them in early on that Tuesday morning at the conference will be about the importance of an operational calendar. You know, kind of like a set calendar for your office that tells you all the important dates related to deadlines and filings and when you should launch your system and when you should do all these type of things. So a real good coverage of that will be done. And then we have some presenters from up north in the San Jose area to talk about what's next for me, tips for advancing within financial aid and other student services fields. So I'm hoping that we'll have a lot of our possibly newer members to CSFA and our newer people to financial aid go to that, so they can see the opportunities that lie ahead if they want to stay in financial aid or if they want to work in student services in other areas, all the opportunities and how best they can advance, you know, looking at taking degrees, right? Mm-hmm. You've done it. How many people in our office have taken and completed degrees in the last 10 years? I mean, we've got a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
While going full-time, right?
While working full-time. We even have one individual right now, working on her master's,
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And one that just finished.
You got
So yes, they're piling up. But again, it all opens up opportunities. Although I don't want any of these people to leave me.
Dennis.
I don't, you know. But I've always been the type of supervisor, I feel like, or manager that want people to go where they want to go. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to hold anyone back.
Yeah.
But there may be some people I want to hold back now. You know?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, someday, Dr. Yarbrough, you're going to be the highest ranking doctor in our office if I can make it happen. I'll do all I can.
You'll do all you can?
Yeah, to keep you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Let's look at some of these other sessions. So before we go to break, so also on Tuesday, we hope to have a federal issues update from our Vice President of Federal Issues, Lisa Mandy. We'll do a Department of Ed has someone coming from their Office of Inspector General, well, coming in the sense of being on screen for us for a session on talking internal and external threats facing colleges, you know, that do Title IV aid. And then, oh, look, I'm there on the list there, too.
There you go.
So I'm doing my standard how to make better presentations, as in like PowerPoints and all, and be a better presenter as far as how to better yourself at actually doing presentations, you know, stand, talk loud and clearly. Mm-hmm. If there is a microphone somewhere nearby,
don't say that you want to invest in it. Yeah.
Invest in the microphone and use it. There's a great video I found or someone sent to me, and I usually share the link in my presentation. It's called Love the Mic. And if you go out to YouTube, you'll find a couple different versions of it, but it's called Love the Mic. Okay. And it just in short here before we hit break, it really talks about the idea that, you know, even in what you think is a small group, maybe a conference room of 10 or 15 or 20 people, if there's a microphone, you should use it, because we tend to forget there may be people who have hearing impairments that are not quite as visible. In other words, knowing that you see hearing aids or other things, or they've told you or whatever, there may be people. And again, has anyone ever complained that it's too loud from a speaker? Probably not.
Right.
You know, so take that into consideration. It just, the amplified voice helps get across your point. But that's just one of many things we'll talk about in my session when we get to that.
Well, let's, and then Dennis, yeah. I was going to say, before we go to break, mm-hmm. are you going to also include links on different brands of mics?
I usually talk about some stuff like that. Oh, absolutely. Okay, I get into some of the technical nerdy stuff. Don't worry.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Let's take a little musical break, and we'll come right back with more of our agenda here for our conference.
And welcome back for our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
Time for a refill, as always.
I already beat you to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. I know. My raspberry tea is still ready to go, it looks like, so I'm good. All right, so today we're talking about the 2021 CISFA conference that's coming up. Me and Dana are giving you a little preview of some of the sessions that we have planned for everybody. So another group that we are working with, collaborating with, is the California Student Aid Commission people. As always, they're going to do a number of sessions. As you can see, we've got a session planned for Chafee Grant and Cal Grant B for foster youth. One on the California Dream Act application and California non-resident tuition exemption. That's all about our AB 540 students. Another one for really the people who do a lot of the processing, and this is something you did, Dana, navigating the Student Aid Commission's web grant system for payments and reconciliation. Probably a little more nuts and bolts.
Yes, definitely.
And then we have a Cal Grant 101 session too, and possibly one other session we're looking to possibly add. But we've got the Student Aid Commission staff coming out to help us on that.
That's going to be awesome. Are they going to talk a little bit about their new systems?
That's the one that we're waiting to find out. So I've got a email into my friend over at Student Aid Commission, because somebody brought that up. One of our former exec board members in another email said now would be a good time to get an update on their grants delivery system modernization, GDSM project, which was all about modernizing web grants for students, which a lot of that's been done. And then also modernizing the back end and the institutional interface. So, yeah, that's I'm hoping we can do a session on that. We'll find out. Because we have a few empty spots on this right now that I wanted to fill, and that's one of them. Now, let's see. Along with Student Aid Commission, again, we have Department of Ed. They are coming out and doing sessions for us. We have one on ads, drops, and withdrawals. We have understanding your SAP policy, and also R2T4 in modules, because I think more and more of our colleges are doing these module type setups.
And I think that's smarter. That's a smarter way to go. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like when you take a multimedia class A in the first 8 weeks of a semester, and you must pass that one or complete it to take the B part that's the next 8 weeks. So how does R2T4 then work with classes that are partial semester and one requires the other? And so there's some interesting rules there, and it does get kind of technical. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely be covering that during the Wednesday part of the conference. We've also got Lisa Mandy again from our executive board. We'll be talking on, I haven't decided yet, either federal emergency aid or FAFSA simplification. So it kind of be like a preview of the things that are coming down the road in a couple of years. So I guess I have to narrow down which one she'll be able to do for us and fill out about an hour. You know, we want her to talk on an hour for that. We've got a couple of our exec board members talking on professional judgment. We've got questions to be answered. 10 common questions schools have about federal program reviews. And that's our NASFA presenter will be talking on that. And then some people from schools up north talking on outreach best practices. This is probably one of those areas, Dana, that we always see that you could always do more and do different things.
Absolutely.
I think we have something going on this weekend, don't we? Are you doing that? I think we have something going with our outreach department.
I believed it was last week, Dennis.
Oh, is it? I thought we had it back to back weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So maybe you're not in on this group.
Probably. So yeah, I knew. I had heard about the one last week.
Okay. But, oh, yeah. That's because you're like the A team. Are we sending the B team? Is that what you're telling me? I mean, you guys are all the A team in my mind in the office, but now you make me think. Am I living in another world? Okay.
Oh man, I always love it when a what does Hannibal say? I always love it when a plan comes together. I think that's what
something
he says.
Like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You going
yeah.
back to your A-team days of watching?
Every week on Channel 5.
Oh, yeah. My. Yeah. You know, it's funny how all those shows, you know, as we break away here, now they show up like every – you can get them, obviously, like with your paid you services.
Yeah.
And all that. Because all I wanted to watch was like Adam 12 one day when I was not doing anything on a weekend. Uh-huh. And so with my – box that's on fire, if you know what I mean, a stick that's on fire from some company, I would have to buy the season. I was like, forget that. And then I found out like it was either one of these free channels like MeTV
or TV Land
or Antenna TV. Oh, they do an hour of
all
it.
Of
on,
them.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You can literally find all that. It's an interesting world out there of trying to find that. Now, if I can just find Dragnet also, you know, I'll be set.
That's MeTV.
MeTV it is.
I believe that's MeTV. Yeah.
I got to go dig through that channel's listings and just tell it to record them all.
Because I think I mentioned this to you before. Mm-hmm. Mom loves to watch the old school Westerns. So yes. Like Bonanza, Rifleman.
Yes, I know I've seen plenty of Bonanzas in passing through the channels midday during a work day when, you know, just trying to get some news or something. Uh-huh. Or something like that, you know.
And then, so I notice after they show the Westerns and they go into like Charlie's Angels, mm-hmm. Ambulance, and then these other like old school shows. So I believe Dragnet is
on there.
It's part of their lineup.
Okay, yeah, because it's interesting because Dragnet, you have to remember, was a radio show turned into a black and white TV show, and then came back later as color. And see, I've only watched really the ones that came out in color.
Okay.
Which I think are the later, like 60s or so. You know, when Jack Webb was doing his best Jack Webb. But anyways, let's get back to the conference stuff here while we've got time, right?
That could be a conference topic.
Yes, exactly. Dragnet and Adam 12. How to best understand LA in the past.
Yes.
What else do we got here on the list? We got understanding your SAP policy. We talked about that. We have a session on supporting foster youth. NASFA, again, we'll do a couple more sessions, one on what is available through their business services, and also talk about 6 mistakes you're making with your policies and procedures. Ooh, so things to help you tighten up your policy and procedures in your office. We'll have state issues covered by our vice president of state issues. Tell you all what's going on in the state. You know, now that we're getting through most of this pandemic, the state will get back to their normal cycle of lots and lots of legislation, and much of that sometimes involves higher education. So definitely a topic. And then one of the people we talked to, Desiree, is going to talk about scholarships and Prop 209.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she is like the expert when it comes to understanding why you can't do a scholarship for single mothers if you're a school, as far as discrimination. We'd all like to do it because we know that's a target audience that probably has some needs, but you have to think in line of Title VII, Title IX, and other acts of the federal government that do not allow us to discriminate on marital status, sex, all these, you know, age, you name it, all those different areas that are covered under Title VII, Title IX, and other areas of the federal government law. And as institutions, we can't just go about, you know, picking a population or a subpopulation. So she does a really good job of helping people understand that. We talked to her. She's talked at many conferences before. And will help you shape your shape up your scholarship portfolio and make sure you're doing everything legally. And then at the end of, again, the end of the Wednesday conference days, we finish off that part of the list will be the president's reception, still to be determined what exactly we'll do. And then come Thursday, March 4th, we'll have our closeout business meeting, awarding of our award recipients for the last 2 years. I'll do some remarks, and I'll hand over the gavel to the new president.
Oh, man. Are you gonna get emotional?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned, yes.
That's right. And in the last part of our conference will be our federal update from our Department of Ed person. So that's kind of the lay of the land there, Dana.
Pretty robust, man.
I think so, too. So
all you guys' hard work, how it comes to fruition. And
yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be good, everyone. You'll definitely want to go. But let's take a little musical break here. Follow ourselves right into our last segment of the show. And just like that, Dana, we are back now for our last sip segment. So get that last slurp on of your hot or cold beverage.
It's a cold beverage. You know, it's my favorite, my Pellegrino.
I know. You've got your little metal can there.
Yes.
Of blood red orange or something like that.
Today is lemon zest.
Lemon zest. There you go.
Yeah. Because I need a little pick-me-up.
I got you. It is Friday. Yes. It is Friday, right? I'm double-checking with you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, yeah. It is. We made it.
Well, thinking about we made it. And this was, just, you know, brings me to what we forgot to talk about. What's the theme of the conference? For a while there, I was toying with the Barry Manilow song, Looks Like We Made It. I'm just telling you right now because, you know, I'm
like, that would have been a perfect theme, too.
Right, for this semi-post-pandemic time. But we are using Success Over Barriers.
Okay.
Because that was good. That was to be our conference theme last year. And I think it's just as fitting today, if not more fitting, than it was back in spring of 2020.
Okay.
You know, before everything hit the fan. So, yeah, success over barriers.
Yeah.
But thinking of music, any idea you choose for today?
Oh, man, I feel like I have totally dropped the ball, Dennis. I'm so sorry, listeners. I'm so sorry. I don't have anything for you. It's because I am obsessed and my life is full of Reno 911 right now. But I'm going to get back on it. I promise you guys. I might have something for you guys next week. I'm still filling it out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't really have anything either. I'll just throw out there one of my favorites because I went back to the office and picked up a bunch of books off the shelf.
Okay.
To fill the shelf behind me.
They let you on campus, sir?
Yes, they do. They barely knew I was there. They were that informed.
Uh-oh.
But one of my favorite books as of recent and a podcast now that I listen to from Alan Alda, If I Understood You, Would I Have This Look on My Face? My Adventures in the Art and Science of Relating and Communicating. So it's a great book, especially even for our industry. This is where I'd hope to get some tie-in, and he would have been one that I would actually, had we had a full-blown in-person conference, would have loved to have had come out, even though I couldn't afford him, unless he was doing something out this way. But Alan Alda, the actor, you know, he's either written, directed, or been in God knows how many movies.
So many.
And, of course, the TV show MASH.
Yes.
And then he did Scientific America. Or Scientific American Frontiers, that's the name of the show back on PBS. And his whole idea was to try to learn how to help scientists better relate and communicate. You know, because, you know, it's easy to talk, I don't want to say nerd talk, but talk, you know, about your subject in the highest form of your wording, right? Think of what we do, though. It's very similar, right? Oh, well, your ICER here says, you know, that comment 465. Yeah, you have a UEH hold. Okay, none of that made sense to anybody out there that's not financial aid people, which means it doesn't make sense to our students. And he talked about how better to communicate with people. So it's just one of those things to kind of keep in mind. So it's a great book. And so communicating with others. But I think, Dana, I think that's where we're going to call it for the day. Thank you for not having one yet. And I know you're saving yourself up. And that's okay.
I'm trying, man. We'll see.
We'll have some really cool I Dare You To's in the coming weeks, everybody. But for now, we've ran out of time. So I want to thank my co-host, Dana, for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And hey, everyone. Check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. And if you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at WBCISFA@gmail.com.
For this and all What's Brewing CISFA podcasts, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com. For those using Apple devices, open your podcast app. To find us, search for CISFA. You can also find our episodes at wbcisfa.podbean.com. That's pod and bean is one word. And you can find us on Spotify, Pandora, and iHeartRadio. And you can listen to us through the TuneIn app on your Amazon Echo by using Alexa.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and myself.
This has been episode number 57, recorded the morning of Friday, January 22nd, 2021.
Everyone, have a great day.
And have a great weekend. Bye, everyone.